kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
We're here at the opening night of the Kasama Kita.
Yes.
Vaughn, as a writer, producer, director, what can you say about the play?
Kasama Kita is definitely something that I've never seen before in, I guess, the independent theater scene or on the main stage in Sydney right now. It's such an ambitious work that really chronicles, you know, the history that Filipino nurses played in the 70s in terms of the health system, and I think really tracks the trajectory of, you know, going from the past to the future as well. I really was amazed with where the play took the characters and I guess really showed the way Australia really did affect these migrants and these characters. Yeah, it was such a beautiful play, and I'm so honored and grateful to know Jordy personally, because I think like he did such a great job in exploring Filipino culture and just the I guess like the secret role they played in being the backbone of the health system, I guess, you know?
Yeah, and in 2 hours or so,
yeah,
have taken us 45 years back and 45 years to the present, isn't it? And as of today, Filipino nurses are still a very big part and important part of the health system in all of Australia. Do you think this play is worth a film or a TV?
Oh, of course. I think Jordy's writing is so descriptive that, you know, if it were ever to be adapted into a screen project, I definitely think it could find a place in the Australian film landscape. I mean, I'm personally working on a lot of nursing stories as well, because it's something very passionate that I'm very passionate about and definitely has affected my family. My mom's a nurse, and if anything, you know, she's stepped up into a very clerical role as well. So, you know, the play really did examine that idea of, you know, a Filipino woman coming to Australia and learning about her power as well. And it was really affecting seeing a Filipino woman in power as well. So, I definitely think there's scope to explore more Filipino issues and more issues intrinsic to the culture, especially ones that we've brought over from the Philippines as well, and things that affect the Filipino diaspora in Sydney as well.
Although this is a Filipino play, or it's about the Filipino nurses, nursing students, do you think more cultures will be interested in watching such play?
Yes, I think because the play is so specific with how it tackles Filipino culture, you know, it wasn't meant to be this, I feel like it wasn't aiming to be this overarching Filipino narrative, but really dove into a very specific time and place. You know, it was the 70s, a lot of Filipinos were being brought over to bulk up the nursing staff in Sydney. So I think there is such a universal message of Australia's relationship with migrant culture and really how I think anyone of any culture can really learn a lot from the history that Australia has with, you know, with its relationship with the world. So
if Jordy asked you to direct the play and make it into a TV or a film, would you say yes?
I would absolutely jump at the chance to be working with Jordy. He is such an amazing writer who's definitely existing in a space that not a lot of people have crafted themselves, and his work is so descriptive. We're actually chatting about developing some screen projects. So me and Jordy are here to, you know, to reclaim Filipino stories as how we know it, and we really want to be working on more Filipino-Australian stories across stage and screen. So yeah.
And as Jordy said in my interview with him, he hopes that this will be like a norm for not just Filipinos, but for migrants.
Yes, yeah. I think one of the most amazing things about this play is that, because I know Jordy quite well, it definitely is capturing his ideas on Filipino culture. And I think like it is such a brave step and such an ambitious step for Belvoir to be programming this into their season, because I think like it's definitely such a strong entry point into other cultural work that you know so many other creatives can bring to the to Australian stages as well. So I'm very excited about where, you know, what doors that Geordie has opened for all of us. Yeah.
If you have to rate the play 1 to 10, what's your rating for it?
Absolutely like 100, I think. Yeah, it just, for me, seeing, you know, Filipino cast act out a story that's so intrinsically Filipino, it was just beautiful. And really, like, it gave me a deep experience that I've never been able to have before on an Australian stage. So I'm just so blessed and honored to have seen this work. And I hope that, you know, a lot of other Filipino people and just anyone and everyone should come see this work. So, yeah.
Thank you so much, Vaughn.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you.
Miranda, you have watched Kasama Kita on the opening night. What can you say about it?
I think it just feels so good to see a Filipino-Australian story. It's definitely not just a Filipino story. It's a Filipino-Australian story in theaters. Even though the story of Nancy and Antero and Corey aren't my stories or my family's stories, it still felt so personal. And I think most of all, it made me really hopeful because I watched this and I was like, this is a beautiful play, it is a beautiful, relevant play, especially in 2019, where all these conservatives starting to come up again and worries about quote-unquote illegals and immigration. It feels so important to have this up on stage, and it really makes me hopeful that we'll be seeing more Filipino-Australian work up on stage.
As a writer yourself, this is a play that features Filipino-Australian story, but as migrants in general, why would they watch Kasama Kita, in your opinion?
I think there's something very universal to the migrant story, and I think what I like is that even though there are a lot of migrant stories that migrant stories tend to go through a lot of the same beats, same themes, because there are certain things we all have in common, but it still manages to do all that without feeling tokenistic or feeling like it's just a migrant story. I think it's a story about a group of people that have migrated and are living in a new country for the first time, but I think it's not done in a way where it's hitting the same beats that you expect every single migrant story to hit, if that makes sense.
And the play or the performance or the whole story in itself is like not just entertaining, it's a variety of everything. Like there's drama in it, there's action, there's dancing and whatever. We can't reveal everything, but it's a whole package in itself. So as a writer, if you have to compliment Geordie, what can you say about him writing this play?
I think it makes me sound so terrible if I'm pausing. I'm just trying to think of the best way to compliment him. I feel like Geordie has this really clear vision of what he wants and the kinds of messages that he's trying to send out, and this clear vision of these characters and the lives they're living. And I think even with a really simple set and just kind of minimal props with amazing performers, it really comes to life, and I could see all the things that he was trying to show. I think there was something really beautiful about how well-rounded and whole everyone is, and how they're not characters who are good or bad, they're just themselves. Something which I can see that he was clearly trying to bring across about, I guess, not just his characters and not just about Filipinos, but about immigrants in general. I think that's really beautiful. And I really do love the way, I think, as you said, that there is that blend of sort of straight to audience, there's that action and comedy and drama. But I also think, like, Filipinos are very dramatic people, so it had to have like a little bit of those very high drama moments, which I love, and that is completely a compliment.
If you have to rate it 1 to 10, what's your rating for Kasama Kita?
Like an 8? But the thing is, an 8, I think an 8 is pretty high. I rate it an 8, but I also rate it on a I think people should definitely see it. I want more people to see Filipino stories. And I think, especially if you are a migrant, especially if you're a Filipino, you should come see this play.
Thanks so much, Miranda.
Thank you.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.